podcast lead presenter David Balkwell has 30 years of certification assessment experience and has undertaken over 7,000 days of certification assessment. He worked full-time for BSI as operations manager for 10 years before setting up his own business carrying out independent certification assessment over the last 20 years with 19 accredited certification bodies. ISO Builder is a registered trademark of Balkwell Limited. All online content is protected by international copyright and the Trademarks Act 1994. ISO Builder Online is not responsible, liable, nor necessarily support views as expressed by our podcast presenters in any way. They are their own interpretation and views. We accept no liability for any content. Patrons should always source confirmatory opinions regarding interpretations of management systems in relation to their own situation and intended use. No content is intended to be offensive in any way.
This session is in respect of National Highway Sector Schemes, or NHSS. They are a rather unique set of documents that bolt on, is the best description, to the requirements of ISO 9001, whatever the standard, and of course in this case it's ISO 9001-2015. So they stand alone from ISO 14001 and ISO 45001 because they provide customers with confidence that additional requirements specific to national highways, sector schemes and the individual detailed content within the subject matters in each national highway sector scheme document are adequately covered to a sufficient level of detail that provides customers typically with the confidence that organisations that use a quality management system understand those specific requirements. However, there's a little bit more to National Highway Sector Schemes than meets the eye. I'm involved in management systems personally for 30 years this year, the year being 2019. In 1992, an organisation that I worked for called BSI, British Standards Institution, they introduced some documents called QASs. Now, a QAS was an abbreviation for a quality assessment schedule, and they were scheme-specific documents that were produced by BSI across a range of subject areas, but typically and traditionally in the areas of building and construction, to provide more detail to management system users, quality management system users, in relation to, for example, shop blasting, building contractors, for example, roofing contractors. There were lots and lots. And it was until the middle of 1990s that BSI chose not to support these documents, and they provided organisations with a detailed interpretation of those industry sectors and the expectations of that interpretation in that industry sector with regards to compliance with ISO 9000 series. At that stage, not forgetting that we still had ISO 9001, ISO 9002 and ISO 9003. So where we stand at the moment with just one single standard, that has not always been the case. And back in 1992 to 1995, these were highly regarded documents by many industry sectors, provided quite clear prescriptive interpretations to ensure that quality was being delivered. Some of the critical areas, safety critical areas particularly, were in the areas of vehicle safety fence installation and maintenance. In its day, traffic management, National Highway Sector Schemes, as we now know, didn't exist. And actually, traffic management was a small element of vehicle safety fence installation, but clearly has grown into an industry alongside that and gone beyond. So we now sit with over 20 individual National Highway Sector Schemes. And where they've come from is quite unique. When BSI chose in the mid-90s to not support these documents, they were not charged for. They were developed by BSI. And many other certification bodies also adopted the criteria of quality assessment schedules with regards to ISO 9000 certification. It was decided that they would no longer be supported. However, interestingly, some of the safety critical organisations, those involved in fencing, for example, and traffic management, felt that the document, the QAS, was actually value add, and that it provided levels of interpretation, was considered useful, and particularly for some organisations, some large clients in the UK, such as the Highways Agency, felt that they were relevant. But nobody, certainly in BSI, wanted to own these documents any longer. And subsequently, they landed with and in the remit of UCAS, United Kingdom Accreditation Service, were also supported by some of the key clients, such as what is now Highways England, but then the Highways Agency. So they hung on and stayed there and have developed over time into, as I say, over 20 individual schemes, and sit alongside the requirements of ISO 9001. They're a bolt-on to the requirements of a quality management system, and in most cases are an explicit requirement in contract through Highways England or through local authorities or whoever else wants to specify that an organisation not only complies with the requirements of ISO 9001 but also the relevant National Highways Sector Scheme. So now certification bodies provide evidence to the accreditation body who accredit certification bodies for a given range of National Highways Sector Schemes. So as an organisation in pursuit of compliance and certification in relation to a National Highway Sector Scheme, the expectation would be that you would apply to a certification body that has the necessary accreditations with UCAS for that said National Highways Sector Scheme. And when that's been completed, then there are organisations, Lantra namely, that provide listings which need to be maintained to ensure and provide evidence that you as an organisation or as a supplier have the necessary National Highway Sector Schemes certification in place in addition to the requirements of ISO 9001. Individual National Highway Sector Schemes cover four main categories. That's road surfacing and marking, fencing, landscaping and vehicle safety restraints, traffic management, lighting, electronics and corrosion protection. But there are some quite unique ones in there, particularly with regards to National Highway Sector Scheme 18 around the area of ecology, landscaping and associated works. It's still to do with highways, essentially, but quite a detailed National Highway Sector Scheme that spans across quality, environment and health and safety. So I think what we've probably done there is covered the essence of National Highways Sector Schemes. In terms of benefits of being certified in addition to ISO 9000 to a National Highways Sector Scheme, provide you with, as an organisation, competitive edge, enhanced business credentials a better understanding of risk and how to manage that risk, new opportunities, greater visibility to contracting bodies, and also that you have expertise and support as an organisation if you deal in that particular discipline. Of course, that's for an organisation that actually is in pursuit of a National Highway Sector Scheme certification. In terms of being a customer, of course, those things that you would attract from an organisation that actually has a National Highway Sector Scheme certification in place. So there are many certification bodies that now offer National Highways Sector Scheme certification, but not all certification bodies actually do that or have that. So it's important that you source UCAS's website to see which organisations support National Highways Sector Schemes. So thank you for listening. I hope that session has been useful. Bye for now.
ISO Builder Online, quality information for quality managers. ISO Builder is the registered trademark of Bockwell Limited. All online content is protected by international copyright and the Trademarks Act 1994. ISO Builder Online is not responsible, liable, nor necessarily support views as expressed by our podcast presenters in any way. They are their own interpretation and views. We accept no liability for any content. Patrons should always source confirmatory opinions regarding interpretations of management systems in relation to their own situation and intended use. No content is intended to be offensive in any way. Bockwell Limited, Management Systems Consultancy Audit and Training. Contact us by email, davidbockwell@bockwellltd.com or office@bockwellltd.com. Established in 1999.